To analyze the decision, we bring in Jimmy Kemsky from bloggingthebeast.com and the Allentown Morning Call. And Jimmy, what was your reaction to the news that Vic will remain the starter?
Yeah, it's not too much of a surprise to me, really. You know, you can look at that a number of ways. And from the perspective of, you know, for you know, people that want Nick Foles to be put in, and to a degree, I count myself among that crowd. It's kind of an interesting situation with the team that they're facing in the Saints, in that the Saints' defense is terrible. So there's a couple ways to look at that. Like, if you're going into New Orleans, you know, maybe this is the kind of defense that can you know, help turn the Eagles' season around if you know, Michael Vick and the Eagles' offense have success against that bad defense. Maybe it gives them the confidence going forward. But if you want to put Nick Foles in that situation, you know, you start him off on the road where he's not in front of the home crowd, where it can be a little bit intimidating for, you know, rookie playing his first game. And again, the same thing. You're playing against a really bad defense there. Maybe he gets off on the right track and you know, can kind of spark the offense and get some of the offensive players believing in him and you know, that whole thing. So really interesting decision that they had this week, and not really totally surprised that they made it. But, you know, obviously Michael Vick's play has not been good this season.
Jimmy, with the decision to stick with Vick set, what can the coaches do to help him?
And one of the big things that I thought they could do was really commit to the short and intermediate passing game. And they did that last week. And it still didn't really work. You know, I think somebody put a stat out there that they had only thrown the ball more than 15, or they may not have even, I think it might have been zero times they threw the ball more than 15 yards down the field. I haven't looked at it that closely just yet. But, yeah, I thought that was something that could work where, you know, they could make Michael Vick more of a point guard than the playmaker, because they do have so many offensive weapons around them where, you know, they can, all he needs to do is get the ball in their hands and let them make plays. And obviously with the offensive line missing three starters, you want to be able to get the ball out quickly. And I think he tried that this past week, and, you know, it's still really not the results that we were looking for. They only scored 17 points. So, you know, I'm really kind of at a loss at this point on what they can do. It all starts up front where that offensive line really is just not getting any kind of protection in the passing game, and they're really not opening holes the way they did last year for LeSean McCoy.
Taking a look at the rest of the NFC East for a moment, Jimmy, as the Eagles still have five games left against the division, the Giants are 6-2 through eight games for the sixth time in nine seasons under head coach Tom Coughlin. Are they due for their annual midseason swoon?
Nah, they really don't. You know, they're 6-2, and they have a nice healthy lead on the rest of the NFC East now. And personally, I think they're just going to skate towards, you know, they're just going to skate right to an NFC East title with the offense that they have and the playmakers that they have. And obviously Eli Manning is, you know, a player that has pretty clearly put himself in, you know, top five QBs in the league. And their offensive line is playing a lot better than people expected. So I really don't see them going anywhere. It's just a stable franchise and really good coach. I really don't see them going anywhere.
Jimmy, the Eagles will take on the Cowboys just 1 week after the Saints game. After their loss to the Giants on Sunday, they are 3-4 like the Eagles. Are they on the verge of collapse?
You know, they've actually played pretty well the last 2 weeks. I thought that they were in kind of big trouble, but that team that hadn't been playing well. They showed some pretty encouraging things if you're a Cowboys fan against the Ravens a couple weeks ago. They didn't quit in a game where they got down pretty big. I've been encouraged a little bit as far as, you know, what I've seen out of them, but you know, they do have a 3-4 record and, you know, seem to be a little, their offensive line is really, like, almost like the Eagles, is really their biggest downfall. They really have trouble protecting Tony Romo and opening up holes in the running game. So, you know, it's not really a contender in my opinion, but they have been better.
In Washington, Jimmy, they've had a good defense for years, but inefficient quarterback play. Now they've got a quarterback in RG3, but it seems like the defense is struggling. Are there problems as simple as that?
That's exactly what's going on there. Their defensive secondary is just a total mess. You know, when your best secondary player is Josh Wilson, who player I like, but, you know, really kind of a number two corner, or even on a team with very good secondary, you can even put him as a nickel on a lot of teams. So that's your best player. You're really not in good shape. RG3 obviously has been a wild success, and that offense is excellent. I mean, the way that they've game planned around RG3's strengths and kind of a conservative approach, but at the same time, you know, showing some unique looks, they've done an excellent job putting points on the board. It's just they can't keep opponents out of their end zone. So that's a team that's going to be pretty it's going to be an annoying team to deal with over the next decade with that quarterback in place.